We are tourists. I have recently come to terms with this. My husband and I were never the kind who traveled to expand our minds. We traveled to have fun. Weeki Wachee, Gatlinburg, south of the border, Lake George, Rock City, Waldrug. We have seen swimming pigs and horses, a Russian palace covered with corn, young girls underwater drinking Pepsi Cola from the 7-ounce bottle, London Bridge in the middle of a desert, a cycling cockatoo riding a tightrope. I guess we always knew. This, our last trip, was appropriately planned at the last minute. The luxury of the retiree. It is one that I'm glad I decided we take, although everybody, doctors, children, forbade us to go.
I strongly, strongly advise against any type of travel, Ella, said Dr. Tomaszewski, one of the seemingly hundreds of physicians currently attending to me, when I hinted that my husband and I might take a trip. When I casually mentioned the idea of even a weekend getaway to my daughter, she used a tone that one would normally reserve for a disobedient puppy. No. But John and I needed a vacation. More than we've ever needed one before. Besides, the doctors only want me to stay around so they can run their tests on me, poke me with their icy instruments, spot shadows inside of me. They've already done plenty of that. And while the children are only concerned with our well-being, it's still really none of their business. Durable power of attorney doesn't mean you get to run the whole show. You yourself might ask, is this the best idea? Two down-on-their-luck geezers, one with more health problems than a third-world country, the other so senile that he doesn't even know what day it is. Taking a cross-country road trip? Don't be stupid. Of course it's not a good idea. There's a story about how Mr. Ambrose Bierce, whose scary tales I enjoyed as a young girl, decided when he got to his 70s that he would simply shove off to Mexico. He wrote, "Naturally, it is possible, even probable, that I shall not return. These being strange countries in which things happen." He also wrote, "It beats old age, disease, or falling down the cellar stairs." Speaking as someone who is acquainted with all three of those, I heartily agree with old Ambrose. Put simply, we had nothing to lose. So I decided to take action. Our little leisure-seeker camper van was packed and ready. We have kept it that way ever since retirement. So, after assuring my children that a vacation was indeed out of the question, I kidnapped my husband, John, and we stole off, headed for Disneyland. That's where we took the kids, so we like it better than the other one. After all, at this point in our lives, we are more like children than ever. Especially John.